The topic, as Rabbi Schoenfeld said, is basically to review the field of Pesach products and what's new, what's old, a general review of the whole field, products which are available with OUP. So let us begin, to do every year, with matzah. Now there is one or two new things and basically a lot of continuing things. Firstly, the one American matzah bakery with the OU continues to be Manischewitz in Jersey City, as it has been all the years, and Manischewitz continues to make, as it has made, not only Manischewitz brand, but also Goodman, also Hurwitz Margareten. All of those matzahs are made in the same factory with the same mashgichim, with the same standards. Now, Manischewitz last year already, and again this year, greatly increased the amount of machine shmura matzah which they make. They used to make it very limited, and they responded to the fact that people asked why they can't buy it, and they increased a large amount of it last year. They also increased a large amount of it this year, so it should be available broadly, and that's really an OU machine shmura matzah. Now this year, and this is the new item I mentioned before, this year Manischewitz made a spelt matzah. In other words, not from wheat, but also from spelt. And it's labeled that way, and that's a new item. In addition, the OU also certifies various Israeli matzah companies. We're all familiar with them. Aviv, Osem, Yehuda, Rishon, all of them have got the OUP on them, and that's done by the OU in Israel together with local Israeli Hashgachas Israeli Rabbanim. Now, all of these Israeli companies also have machine shmura matzah as well as regular machine matzah, and they're all OUP. The OUP also appears on certain hand shmura matzah items. That's Geffen, Rokich, Mishpacha, and similar kind of thing, whereby there is, in addition to the OU, also a second Hashgacha, depending on the label as to what that is, and the OU in conjunction with that second Hashgacha puts the OUP. An additional OUP matzah, not really available that much in America, this was true last year, is the Anofsky Matzah Bakery in Argentina and Buenos Aires, also done by the OU in conjunction with Rabbi Oppenheimer of Buenos Aires. And various matzahs made by them, including machine shmura, regular, and so on and so forth. Now, here is an interesting new development people should be aware of on two levels. Manischewitz makes matzah ashira. That's an old story. We all know that. The egg matzah has been around, you know, as long as the company. But the additional thing which they added, this is not new, this is already a couple of years, besides the egg matzah is also the grape matzah. I'm sure you're all aware. Grape matzah and egg matzah are the same in terms of halacha. They're both matzah ashira. One is made with flour and eggs, one is made with flour and grape juice. But you know, as far as halacha is concerned, they have the same category, same rules of matzah ashira. It's listed on the box as matzah ashira, and that's no real change. The difference is the following. Last year, Manischewitz made something called Passover tam-tams. Passover tam-tams, the way they made it last year, were pieces of egg matzah. That's really what it was. Pieces of egg matzah, which were later flavored with spices. And on the box it said egg matzah, and it was matzah ashira, and it was listed as such, and that's the way it was. Now this continues. This is going to be around this year as well. But the chiddush is that in addition, they made a second kind of Passover tam-tam. And that is not matzah ashira. Now, should you ask what it is, it's very simple. It's a small piece of matzah. In other words, the matzah is baked in a small shape. After it comes out of the oven, it is coated with oil, and spices are put onto it, and so on and so forth. It's a piece of matzah which is, you know, coated later on with oil and spices. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is twofold. First of all, you should be aware that there is a tam-tam, Passover tam-tam, which is completely lechatchila. It's not matzah ashira. That's the one we're speaking about, right? The one which is regular matzah. And the difference you can clearly see on the box, because one will say made with egg matzah, and it'll say on the side, you know, the OU rules about using egg matzah, and the other one will just say matzah cracker, and that's straight matzah. Now, that's one side of it. The other side of it is this. There are people who have raised questions about it because of the following. You have to list ingredients on a box. That's United States law. So when they listed ingredients, they listed them correctly. However, you could perhaps make a mistake, and people are making a mistake. In other words, on this Passover tam-tam, the matzah one, not the egg matzah, the straight matzah one, they listed flour, water, cottonseed oil, spices. It's all true. However, certain people took it to mean that there's a dough being made of flour, water, cottonseed oil, and spices. That, of course, is not permitted on Pesach, as Mayim and May pairs together. But that's not the case. The case is, it's a piece of matzah, flour and water, which after it's baked as matzah has spices and oil added to it. The reason I'm telling you that, should you be asked questions about it, because we have been asked a lot of questions about it, you should know that that's the fact. It's a piece of regular matzah, kosher l'chatchila, which is later coated and spiced and so on and so forth. Okay. That you have to ask a posek. The next subject I'm going to discuss is noodles and cereal. And this is basically no different than former years. There always were Passover noodles. Last year, it so happens, Manischewitz didn't make it. This year, they did make it. But it's a Passover noodle. But the chiddush to it is this, that all of the Passover noodles on the market are not matzah meal based. Even Manischewitz one is a strict potato starch product. And certainly the Geffen and the Flaumer potato starch product. There's a Frankel frozen Passover noodles. All of the OUP Passover noodles currently available are potato starch products. Savion, which is a Kedem brand, a Kedem label, made a new item, which is called frozen macaroni and cheese. What that means is it's a potato starch noodle, the same noodles we spoke about before, mixed with cheese and so on and so forth, and frozen. That's what it is. It's an OUP, frozen macaroni and cheese, made out of potato starch noodles. Now, the Passover cereal has been around for years. It's still around. Now, that is most definitely a matzah meal product. And Kedem is the one who makes it under two different names. All the old product always used to be made with the name T. Abraham, which is a made-up name, which is owned by Kedem. It's still around under the T. Abraham name, but they also use their other name, which is Savion, which is also a Kedem label, but there's no real difference between the two. They're all basically the same product, made in the same place, with the same matzah meal base. Now, Kedem also made something called Passover granola, also T. Abraham and Savion, two labels, and again, the same story. It's a matzah meal-based kind of product. It's also a new one, Safto, which is also a matzah meal-based kind of Passover granola. Okay. Now, a related item are Passover blintzes, which has been made already for years and years and years. Now, there are two ways you could make it. You could make it with matzah meal, you could make it with potato starch, depending on what you're starting out with. There's a company in Brooklyn called Bernie's, which makes a lot of frozen foods, and they make frozen blintzes and waffles and all these kinds of things. It's Shomer Shabbos company, and they make it with two labels, and they keep two labels for the specific reason that they want one label to be a matzah meal label and the second label to be a potato starch label. So the Frankel label is always potato starch, and the second label, which could change, but usually, but in this particular case, it's Dayenu, D-A-Y-E-N-U, is a matzah meal label. So you've got, Frankel blintzes and such stuff, which is potato starch. You've got Dayenu pizza and pierogi and all that, which is a frozen matzah meal product. Now, in addition, there is an item which was last year already, the famous Maccabee pizza. Exists in a Passover version. Not that Maccabee makes it, somebody makes it for them, but in any case, it exists, and it is a potato starch frozen pizza item. Okay. Now, there are also blintzes from Kinneret, from Plum, frozen ones, which are potato starch based. There used to be a well-known company in New York City called Ratner's, which is no longer in New York City. The restaurant is in New York City. The company is in New York City. The whole company is not in existence anymore. However, the label is owned by an OU company in Chicago called King Cold. And they make, under the Ratner's label, OUP blintzes and pancakes and all various things of that sort, obviously frozen kind of items. And the items they make are all matzah meal based. It's also a well-known brand company as well in New Jersey called Dr. Prager, which I'm sure you've seen around. This Dr. Prager makes frozen blintzes, pancakes, things of this sort. And they do that as a Pesach version also. And all of their OUP, Dr. Prager frozen pancakes and such, are all not matzah meal based, non-matzah meal based. Now if we go over to the field of cakes and cookies. Before we actually get to cakes and cookies, Kedem, in its Savion brand, has something called couscous. in different flavors. You'll find it in the directory. And that's most definitely a matzo meal-based product. Without matzo meal, they could not make it. Now, if we actually go over to the cakes and cookies, the Birdies company, again, which I mentioned, has got its two labels, Dayenu and Frankel. So on the Dayenu label, which you'll remember is the matzo meal label, they have things which they call matzo rolls, matzo burger rolls, things of this sort, which are, you know, obviously matzo meal-based, baked products, frozen ones, of course. On the Frankel label, there are cakes which are not matzo meal-based, frozen cheesecake, frozen marble cake, whatever it is. Okay. They also make something called Litova cake mixes, which are all not matzo meal-based. Similarly, Geffen has cake mixes which are not matzo meal based. Kedem, with the Savion label, has also developed already last year, more so this year, more of them, muffin mixes, cake mixes, cupcake mixes, and they are all based on matzo meal. They say so on the box, and that's what they are. There's a new product on the market. It's owned by somebody in Israel, but it's distributed in America, called Sarah's Muffins. And there's a blueberry muffin mix, a carrot muffin mix, made for them in America, sold in America, and that's a matzo meal-based kind of product. And, of course, the old line cake mixes, which we all are familiar with from years and years, the Manischewitz ones, the Goodman ones, those continue to be made. And, of course, they're all, you know, obviously matzo meal products, as are the Manischewitz and Goodman cookies. Now, Manischewitz has a new item this year called meringue cookies. Meringue cookies are, by their nature, not made with flour. I'm talking about all year. A meringue cookie is a sugar and an egg white kind of product, maybe with some flavoring as well. That's all there is in a meringue cookie. So therefore, the Manischewitz Passover meringue cookies are not matzo meal-based cookies and not potato starch cookies either, because they're meringue cookies. And therefore, they are a new item that is available this year. And of course, the old version of the macaroons, Manischewitz, Rokitsch, Geffen, Mishpacha, they're all, you know, as they have been. In addition, they bring in from Israel Kinneret cake, Yehuda cake and cookies, and those are all potato starch based items. There's no matzo meal in the Kinneret cake or the Yehuda cake or the cookies of those labels. Field of candy. So potato chips have been available, you know, for years for Pesach. They continue to be available. You have two national brands, Utz and Her, and then you have, you know, the Jewish brand Blooms, and Pathmark, which is a supermarket brand, also makes OUP potato chips. Potato chips is a very simple item, by the way, to do for Pesach, one of the simplest ones, because there's really only two ingredients, potatoes and oil, so it's, you know, something which can easily be accomplished. Manischewitz also has potato chips, and they also have, not as a new thing, they had it already last year, 2 years ago, something called a sweet potato chip, which is made from sweet potatoes. Okay, the chocolate line is the same as it was in former years. Barton, Bloom, Empress, Elite, Manischewitz. The only chiddush in this area is the Crumbs Company, which people probably know of and remember, K-R-U-M-S, did not do any Pesach production this year whatsoever. So there should be no Crumbs Pesach product, or I shouldn't say that. Speaking from experience, there may very well be Crumb Pesach product, but you will know that what they're selling you is last year's product. Marshmallows have been made in former years, continue to be made. First of all, you have Elyon, which was, you know, the pioneer company of the OUP marshmallows in different flavors and so on. And then as of last year already, both Manischewitz and Savion have also had marshmallows made for them in Israel. And they are OUP, and they're legitimate, and they're all, you know, chatchila. Chocolate chips is the same as it was in past years. You have Manischewitz, you have Bloom, you have Mishpacha, and they're all obviously OUP, and they're all Paris. The ice cream situation is the same as it was last year. It's basically made by Bernie's Foods in Brooklyn. And it's made under different labels, Cirque and Tov Lee, and obviously they're all Chol Yisrael, and they're all OUP, and so on. And as last year, this is not a new thing, I think it's actually 3 years, this label, Tov Lee, has ice cream sandwiches, ice cream cones, etc., etc. All of these things are potato starch-based, not matzo meal-based, and they're all made by Bernie's as a Chol Yisrael OUP kind of product. Now, in terms of candy and chocolate items, you've got Blooms, and you've also got, in small packages, there is this company you may see around the rest of the year as well called Yum Tea. Y-U-M-T-E-E. It's run by a religious Jew in Brooklyn, and those exist and a wide assortment of OUP items, on chocolate, on nuts, on fruits. You see it in the directory. You could see, you know, the entire list. We go over to the fish area. Now, season label, this is not new. This is already, you know, a story of 2 or 3 years. The season label is owned by Manischewitz, and Manischewitz really uses the season label in fish items. And it continues to make sardines in the fish label. Sardines are made in Morocco. All different. This is not new. This was last year already. Not only the old, you know, standard sardines in oil and in water, but also sardines in various sauces. Pepper sauce, garlic sauce, all of these kinds of things. All of these Moroccan OUP sardines are made Ashgacha Tmidis, and they're made Bishul Yisrael, and so on and so forth. The tuna situation is similar in that all OUP tuna is by its nature Bishul Yisrael. Whenever you'll see an OUP on a tuna, it'll be Bishul Yisrael. Now that exists in season. Exists also as Mishpacha and as Geffen. Those are the Jewish companies. Now the national company, Bumblebee, which we all know about, right, has done for the last year or 2 years a big OUP production and did that again this year. And the Bumblebee tuna OUP is also similar to what we said about the other ones. It's a Bishul Yisrael tuna, and it's Hashgacha Tmidis. And my experience was that sometimes the supermarkets didn't separate the two, and they put the Bumblebee tuna just in the regular tuna aisle, mixed in the OUP one, the OU one. It's a different label. You can see it if you look, but I'm just saying you may find it mixed in. In any case, that's the common one you will see. Now, the new piece of information this year, which is not of such pleasant nature, is that the supermarkets did not do OUP tuna fish this year on the home in-house labels, by which I mean Pathmark and ShopRite, which all the years did, for a lot of years, maybe 10 years, did OUP tuna fish, did not choose to do so this year, and therefore you cannot find Pathmark or ShopRite OUP tuna fish this year. It doesn't exist, it wasn't made, and the only choices you have is in terms of the national brand Bumblebee, and in terms of the, you know, the Jewish brands, whether they are, you know, a season or Geffen or Mishpach. The Dr. Prager company, which we mentioned earlier, makes all year fish sticks and fish fillet, which are breaded items, you know, frozen breaded items, and they do them for Pesach as well. This is not a new thing. This was done last year also. It's an OUP breaded fish stick, OUP breaded fish fillet, and that is a not matzah meal. That's a potato starch item. Now, if you go over to the field of oil, the OU always said, continues to say, that extra virgin olive oil is acceptable as is, requires no special supervision for Pesach. So any olive oil that is extra virgin grade can be accepted without without special Passover supervision. Now, in addition, there also are OUP labeled olive oils with the Geffen label, with the Mishpacha label, and there is also a new item. Manischewitz, besides the Manischewitz olive oil and the seasoned olive oil, also developed flavored olive oils. Garlic olive oil, pepper olive oil, whatever it is, and those say OUP on them. There's also a label also related to Kedem called TV Valley, T-I-V-I. And what they have is an organic olive oil, also OUP. Now, of course, they had all the former years, and they will have again these sprays, you know, these oil sprays, olive oil spray, safflower oil spray, those kinds of things. Mothers has it, Mishpacha has it, Manischewitz has it, just as they had in the former years, and they will have that again. In terms of prepared olives, you know, like regular olives, you have Geffen and Mishpacha, and also you have the various Israeli companies which are sold here, Beit HaShita, Gilboa, and various other ones, Kibbutz Yavne, and so on and so forth. The area of tea and coffee. Now, the OU position on coffee remains what it was last year, which is that all unflavored brewing coffee is acceptable as long as it is not decaffeinated. Okay, so you need to look for two things. Number one, it should be unflavored. Number two, it should be regular caffeinated. So if you have those two things, then once it's brewing coffee, there could be no problem. There is no problem. Now, that's not true of instant coffee. Instant coffee, we used to say the same thing. We don't say the same thing any longer because there are companies which mix maltodextrin into it, and they spray dry it, and the spray dryer could be used simultaneously. Whatever it is, we therefore do not recommend instant coffee unqualified. We only recommend it if it's the ones listed in the gray area, and the two popular brands which have been good and continue to be good are Folgers and Taster's Choice. There's no problem with them, and that's really the recommendation. Decaffeinated coffee is a problem, always was a problem, is a problem, and the problem is the same as it always has been, and that's the decaffeination method. And it's very hard to keep straight who decaffeinates with what method, because they buy different beans from different sources. And the best bet, if you want to have decaffeinated instant coffee, it's not an OU product, but it's certainly very widely available, and that's Sanka. So Sanka comes with the OKP, and it's widely available decaffeinated instant coffee. Tea bags are in the same category as coffee. If you have unflavored tea bags, which are not decaffeinated, in other words, regular tea bags, not flavored, and caffeinated ones, there is no problem with them. Now, that's not true of flavored tea bags, and it's not true of decaffeinated tea bags. Same problem of decaffeination. Now, having said that, Lipton, which is certainly very widely available, has decaffeinated tea bags, which are always acceptable, because Lipton never uses the problem decaffeination method. The only tea leaves they use are decaffeinated with water, and therefore there's no problem buying the Lipton decaffeinated tea bags just the way they are, with no special supervision, with no special symbol or anything else. Also, Nestlé Instant Tea, which is a label, you know, Nestlé, is acceptable without special Pesach supervision. This was true last year also, and that's true both regular and decaffeinated. Now, having said that, there has to be a word of caution in the following way. Nestlé Instant Tea exists as Nestlé Instant Tea Straight and Nestlé Instant Tea Flavored. Okay, in other words, there's a parallel product. One of it is just tea powder with no sweetener and no flavor added. And there's a similar product, Nestlé Instant Tea, with sweetener and with lemon flavor added. And we're not recommending or able to recommend the sweetened or the flavored. What we're saying is Nestlé Instant Tea, unflavored, whether regular or decaffeinated, can be used without any special Pesach supervision. There also are OUP tea bags with an OUP on them from Lipton, from Pathmark, from ShopRite. Basically what that means is that there was a mashgiach present while they were packed. As to whether you actually needed a mashgiach is, you know, something which the person can make his own judgment about. But that's the reason why some of it appears with a P, because there was hashgacha at the time of the packing. Now, flavored tea, like I said before, needs a hashgacha. Manischewitz developed a number of flavored and herbal teas with OUP on them, and you can look in the book and see them listed, and you can find them. Now, in addition to those, Sweet Touch Knee has a number of flavored herbal teas which are OUP, and they continue to be acceptable. Wisatsky tea from Israel also has a number of such things. And also, the last thing I mentioned about tea is an old product, which is still the same acceptable as it was, and that's the Sweet Touch Knee naturally decaffeinated tea bags. What that means, as a point of information, is that there is a certain species of tea which grows in Taiwan, which for reasons of nature, does not have caffeine, or has very, 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 kamat no caffeine, 2%, whatever, even less. And that's the ones which are being packed for this Sweet Touch Knee, naturally decaffeinated tea bags. So those, of course, are acceptable for Pesach without special supervision. Go over to beverages. So last year already there were a number, and continues, a number of sweetened sodas made for the Pathmark label, for the ShopRite label, with an OUP, and they continue to be acceptable, and they're the ones listed in the directory. Also, there's a whole large number of flavored seltzers, which were made last year, made 2 years ago, again made this year, different supermarket labels, whether Pathmark, whether ShopRite, whether America's Choice, whether whatever they are, and they all are OUP, and they all are acceptable. The beverage everyone always wants to know about is Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola is exactly the same as it was last year, namely that it's made with an OUP, with a yellow cap. It's made in New York, also made in four other places. It's made in Alexandria, Virginia, which is for Washington and Baltimore. It's made in Houston, Texas. It's made in Hollywood, Florida, which is for Miami, and it's made in Los Angeles. In New York, it's made with a variety of flavors, which we all know about, right? Besides classic and diet, it's also got diet caffeine-free. It's also got Sprite, diet and regular and so on and so forth. That's not done elsewhere. Elsewhere, they usually make two things. They make classic and they make diet, and that's it. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that in other cities you don't see the other products, because the company knows what the customers want and will send, and does send, from New York certain shipments of the other varieties to sell in other markets. So it's no question, should a person in Baltimore or in Washington see a Sprite diet or regular OUP, because all it means is that, you know, they're sister companies, is that one sent it to the other. In New York, there also will be, this is exactly the same as last year, till now we're talking about 2-liter bottles. In addition, that's the only thing that exists outside New York. It's really the only thing that exists in New York also, with the exception that in New York they make cans, but only in two varieties, in classic and in diet. And the can, of course, you know, I'm sure you know, has got on the lid, has got OUP embossed, you know, which is used for this product. Just to conclude the beverages area, grape juice is like it was. In other words, there's Kedem with all its varieties. There's also Rokich, which started a year or two ago, and there's Mishpacha. All of those are available. Now, Manischewitz last year, and much more this year, went into the grape juice market in different varieties, in Concord, in Niagara, and so on and so forth. And that's, to some extent, a new product, an OUP grape juice, Manischewitz grape juice. Besides this, both Rokich and Kedem, in addition to standard grape juice, has sparkling grape juice. And then there are the various cooking wines, Rokich and Kedem and so on. That's really not new from last year, and you can find, you know, the listing of it in the directory. Last area to speak about is dairy. Now, the new development in dairy is that more and more OUP Chol of Israel kind of products are in existence. I mean, the regular OUP items which existed before continue. Talking about Friendship, Hood, supermarket labels, you know, that's all like it was. Now, in addition to this, the Abba Dairy Company, which we are all familiar with and its various labels that it uses, has received an OUP on a lot of items. So there's their milk under the Best Moo label, Slim U yogurt, Best Moo and Kahal cottage cheese, sour cream, butter, whatever it is. Well, many, many of these items in the different varieties you will see, or you may see, with an OUP on them. Now, that's similar to what we said about a lot of the other companies. It's not the OUP by itself. It's the OUP in conjunction with the other hashgachas that are present on it. Also, there's a company called Dairy Delight, which is a Norman's label. This started already last year, shortly before Pesach. This used to be a Star K company. Last year, like around a month or two before Pesach left the Star K, it became OU, and it continues to be OU, and this Norman's product exists as yogurt and Lebanon and sour cream and various items. Now, again, the same story as we said about Ava. Norman's was, in its former life, and continues now also to be a company with Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum's Hechsher. And it continues to have his Hechsher. And the OU is in conjunction with him. Now, this Norman's also makes dairy puddings, Chol of Israel dairy puddings, chocolate, vanilla, whatever, which is, I don't know if it was a new item. I think they had it last year already, but it's something of note. Now, the Mishpacha label has two new items that are OUP Chol of Israel. The first one is a hot cocoa mix. Actually, it's one Chol of Israel item, I should say. It's a hot cocoa mix, which is a Chol of Israel OUP item. And then it has a Parv item, a coffee creamer, which is OUP. And, of course, there also is a Knesset coffee creamer and a Geffen coffee creamer. And those, you know, were available last year, and they continue. Last year, I didn't mention, is hard cheese. Now, besides the hard cheeses we know about, the old ones, you know, the Migdal line, there are a number of OUP hard cheeses, like gourmet items, which are OUP Chol of Israel, imported from Europe, a Kirkaby and a Royal George from England, from Denmark, and so on. They already were available last year to a certain extent, and they are available again this year to whatever extent, and they also are OUP, and they also are Chol of Israel. Okay. Okay.